And it's time for our Farm to Table segment here on WJBC and WJBC.com. It's brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. We'd like to welcome our guest today, Jim Fraley with the Illinois Farm Bureau. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Your lead-in was the governor. You couldn't ask for anything better.
Yes, I know it. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome. Tell us about your role with Illinois Farm Bureau, Jim.
Well, I'm the livestock person, so all things that grow hair pretty much is on my bailiwick. So anything from legislation or regulation to, you know, hey, my animal's sick. What's going on here? You know, that's kind of what I do.
Yeah, and we want to talk today about milk and involvement in the dairy and milk regulations. What involvement have you had?
Sure. Well, it culminated here recently after about a four-year effort. And Illinois Farm Bureau, and I also manage the Illinois Milk Producers Association, was right in the thick of it in the discussions and then ultimately the development of the regulations that ultimately led to the oversight that requires permitting and inspection and testing of producers who wish to sell raw milk.
You know, raw milk is something a lot of people don't know about. So what is raw milk?
Well, it's really exactly what it says. It's unpasteurized, it's unhomogenized, it's straight from the cow into a chiller and cooled and then sold. And both Illinois Milk and Illinois Farm Bureau certainly recommend that people drink pasteurized milk, milk that has gone through a heat treatment for a specific period of time that kills all the pathogens to make sure that the milk you drink is safe. We also recognize that there are some people that want to drink unpasteurized or raw milk, and with these regulations, do allow them to find producers that are selling raw milk, and they're able to purchase it if they so choose.
So fairly easy to understand there. The pasteurization and process there is to make the milk safe to drink. So why would people want to drink raw milk?
You know, a lot of it, what I learned in being involved in this is you know, there is a certain segment of people think it's my right to buy what I want to buy and drink what I want to drink. And it's a freedom of choice for them. And the way our regulations were written is that we didn't have any regulations. And the Department of Public Health decided through their legal team that if we didn't have any regulations, then the practice of selling raw milk would be illegal. So we had to develop some regulations that the industry could live with that was going to allow for the permitting, the inspection, the testing, you know, all these things that I think would provide some level of assurance, but not overburden the producer that, you know, would drive them out of business. Now, somebody who's going to be seeking to purchase raw milk, they're not going to come up to the standard dairy farmer, the dairy farmer that you and I might think of today. Their milk is all spoken for through mostly cooperatives. And so these would be people that might have one or two cows, maybe as many as 10, and they're milking them and selling it as raw product. That means you got to come to the farm to buy it. You have to bring your own bottle for the most part. The producer could provide one, but most people bring their own bottles and fill it up and take it home.
And these new raw milk regulations went into effect about a month ago, and they have to be sold, the raw milk, that is, within 5 days of harvest.
Right. And you know, the regulations were adopted in January. They won't become effective until July 1st. So it's going to be a little bit before, you know, the regulations actually get enacted and we get folks being permitted, that's this sort of thing. But it's going to take a little little bit of time. And like you said, it's got to be sold within 5 days of harvest. So that means the milk is going to be fresh and, you know, have some type of a shelf life. So it'll be very important to make sure that the consumers are aware of that fact and that they're buying milk that is as fresh as possible. It's very important when you're talking about raw milk.
Absolutely, and it cannot be used in any products from milk, such as cheese or yogurt. That's right. Not allowed.
That is not allowed, and we have some people, even some local people, that have sold some raw milk cheese before, but I know that they've always had it tested to make sure that it doesn't contain any listeria, for example. With cheese making, there is an acid process that kind of settles into the cheese, and that doesn't inhibit some bacteria growth. But the way I look at these regulations is small steps. Let's get everybody under the same regulational umbrella here, and then we'll look at making some of these changes a little bit farther down the line.
I'm talking with Jim Fraley here with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and again, this is folks' prerogative, because some folks do want to drink raw milk, but they've got to have a label or a receipt that contains a warning. And does that warning display any sort of possible, how do I want to put this, any illness or sickness that could come from drinking raw milk?
Yeah, the warning label is very specific. It has to say, warning, this product has not been pasteurized and therefore may contain pathogens that cause serious illness, especially in children, the elderly, women who are pregnant, and in persons with weakened immune systems. So that's on a label or a receipt that's given. And then some very similar language is actually needs to be placed on a placard on the farm, usually at the point of sale, so consumers can see this very readily, that it's at the, you know, buyer beware. It's at your own risk. You're purchasing a product that is not pasteurized. And we pasteurize milk for a reason. In fact, Illinois and Chicago was one of the first cities to mandate pasteurization of milk. And once we did that, tuberculosis just about went off the map. And that's all because of pasteurization of a product that contained some organisms that were harmful to humans.
Hey, Jim, I'm still trying to understand, do the people that want to drink raw milk, are they feeling that it's more beneficial to them in some way?
Well, they do. There isn't really any science that I've seen that has actually proven this, but they report their allergies are reduced, they were lactose intolerant before, and all of a sudden now they can drink milk, and they feel more healthful. They do claim many benefits, although the science clearly shows that people need to be drinking pasteurized milk. So you won't see this type of milk compete in the grocery store. You won't see it on the retailer's shelves. This milk can only be purchased on the farm.
And again, with the new milk regulations, raw milk regulations that are out there this year, sampling, testing requirements, farm inspection standards, those are all included, as well as cooling and storage standards.
Right. One thing about milk, if you just let it sit, it'll separate, the cream rises to the top. So just milking the cow, putting it in a gallon container and throwing it in a refrigerator is not a good way to cool milk. So you can buy these small refrigeration units that have an agitator and keep the milk constantly moving so that it doesn't separate it, and it cools it very uniformly, very quickly. And those can be purchased used very reasonably priced. So it's not going to put anybody out of business, and it does increase the quality of milk immensely, which means it's a safer product. So that's what has to happen. And, just simply milking it and milking the cow and then putting her milk in a refrigerator, is not going to suffice. So, you've got to keep some temperature logs on that and make sure the milk is stored, harvested, and then stored properly.
Well, Jim, just between you and me, I'm going to stick with the good old stuff I get at the grocery store.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Jim Fraley with the Illinois Farm Bureau on raw milk today on our Farm to Table segment, brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. Jim Fraley, thank you very much for your time today.
You bet.